السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are continuing where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah, inshallah, starting from ayah number 4 to ayah number 6. And we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses. Inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we start first with the recitation from ayah number 4. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك ماذا أحل لهم قل أحل لكم الطيبات وما علمتم من الجوارح مكلبين تعلمونهن مما علمكم الله فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ الْيَوْمَ أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم وطعامكم حل لهم والمحصنات من المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن محصنين غير مسافحين ولا متخذي أخدان ومن يكفر بالإيمان فقد حبط عمله وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 4 to ayah number 6. Now, inshallah, for our theory, we are continuing the topic of tafkhim and tarqiq. And then in the last class, we were covering the rules of heavy ra. So far, we have done 6 rules of the heavy ra. The first one is going to be ra with a fatha, rabbihim, ra with a dhamma, sabiru. So in both of these cases, if we see that ra has a fatha or ra has a dhamma, it is automatically going to be heavy. Now, when it comes to ra' with a fatha, there are two other cases underneath this as well. So ra' with a sukun and the letter before is a fatha, such as Maryam. This is also going to make that ra' heavy. And then if we have a ra' with a sukun and the letter before also has sukun and the letter before that has a fatha, such as in wal asr, ra' is also going to be heavy. And then it is the same exact rule, but with a dhamma instead. So ra' with a sukun and the letter before has dhamma. Al-Qur'an, ra' here is going to be heavy. And then we have ra' with a sukun and before that is a sukun and before that is a letter of dhamma, such as khusr. So then ra' in this case is also going to be heavy. So these are the six rules that we have covered so far in the previous classes. Now inshallah, today we are going to cover the seventh rule and the eighth rule. So the seventh one, I believe we did cover a little bit in the last class. Inshallah, we'll go over it again today. So we are looking at a ra' with a sukun. And the letter before that is going to be a hamzatul wasl. And this is going to make that ra' heavy. So two examples of this here we have limanir tala, or we have the word irji'u. So in both of these cases, we see that there is hamzatul wasl, and then the ra' is going to have a sukun. So when I merge the noon to the ra', I'm going to make sure that this ra' becomes heavy. Why? Because there is hamzatul wasl before. Now in the next example, the sentence here is starting with a hamzatul wasl. So I'm going to add a kasra here. Like normally, if we have a letter with kasra, and the next letter is ra' with a sukun, it usually becomes light. But in this case, because it is hamzatul wasl, it is going to remain heavy. So instead of saying irji'u, I will make the ra' heavy. Irji'u, ra' is going to be heavy because of that hamzatul wasl. Okay? So even though it is following the rules of a light ra', because it is hamzatul wasl, it will remain heavy. Limanir tala. Ra in this case is also going to be heavy, even though normally if the letter before had kasra, it would become light. But because it is hamzatul wasl, we will keep this as a heavy ra. Okay, so this is the seventh rule. We have ra with a sukun, and before that is a hamzatul wasl, and this is going to make that ra heavy. Now we're going to go on to the eighth rule of heavy ra. So this one is a little bit more complicated. We are looking at a ra with a sukun. Okay, ra' with the sukun. And before that, there is a letter with kasra. So ra' with the sukun, the letter before has kasra. And after ra' is a heavy letter, but that heavy letter does not have a kasra. So this one is very specific. Okay, so we're looking at ra' with the sukun. Before that is a kasra letter. And after the ra' is a heavy letter that does not have kasra. So it is a heavy letter with either a fatha or a dhamma. Ra' with the sukun. And before that, there is a kasra. And after the ra is a heavy letter with a fatha or a dhamma. Okay, let's look at an example, such as in the word qirtasin. Now here, qaf has a kasra. Ra has a sukun. Normally, this would be light. But because la is a heavy letter and it does not have a kasra, it has a fatha, ra in this case is going to be heavy. Okay, qirtasin. So now we're looking at this one more time. Ra has a sukun. The letter before has a kasra. So qaf has a kasra. And the letter after is a heavy letter. Ta is a heavy letter and it has a fatha. So this is going to make that ra heavy. A very specific case for number 8. Qirtasin. So ra in this case will be heavy. Another example, we have the word mirsadin. Mim has a kasra. Ra has a sukun. And sad is a heavy letter and it has a fatha. Mirsadin. Qirtasin. Mirsadin. So this is the eighth case. So this one is quite specific. But inshallah, this does not come too many times in the Quran. As I mentioned in the last class, majority of the time that a ra' comes, it is either with a fatha or a dhamma or a kasra. So it is very easy to spot if it is heavy or light. And then for most of the rules, we will assume that ra' is going to be heavy. This is an easier way to study the rules of heavy and light ra'. Memorize the four rules that make a ra' light. And then all for the other cases, you can just make it heavy. So just memorize the four rules of light ra'. Inshallah, we will cover that in the coming classes. So memorize those four rules, and then automatically whatever is left is going to be heavy. So I do realize that there are 8 different rules of heavy ra, and some of them are in very specific cases. So it does become a little hard to remember all of these 8 cases. So in that case, if it is becoming difficult, you can memorize just the 4 rules of light ra. And then inshallah, that will make it easier for you going on. Anything that does not fall in these categories, inshallah, is going to be heavy. Okay, so these were the rules of heavy ra, inshallah. Now let's briefly touch upon the rules of light ra, and then in the next class we will go back to this, and then we will spend a little bit more time. So the first one is very, very simple. It is just ra with a kasra. So anytime ra has a kasra, it is going to be light. So here we have the word kareemin. Ra is going to have kasra, so it is going to be light in this case. Now the second one is exactly like the ones that have already passed. So we're going to see ra with a sukun. Before that is going to be a letter with kasra. And then after the ra is going to be a light letter. Okay? Now it's very special here that it has a light letter. Why? Because if the letter after was heavy, then the ra would become heavy as well. In the rule that we just did, in rule number 8, we studied that ra with a sukun, and before that is a kasra, and the letter after is a heavy letter without kasra. That is going to make it a heavy ra. Kirtasin. But in this case, the letter after the ra is a light letter. So this is going to make that ra light as well, such as in the word fir'auna. Now, I'm not going to make this heavy and say fir'auna. I'm going to say fir'auna. Ra in this case is going to be light. So I am not making it heavy. Why? Because the letter after the ra is a light letter. It is not a heavy letter. If it was a heavy letter, then it would be a heavy ra. And then for the third case, we are again looking at the same situation, ra with a sukun. And before that is a sukun. And before that is a kasra. So this is exactly what we already covered for the rules of heavy ra. We did for both fatha and for dhamma. So ra with the sukun, letter before that has sukun. If the letter before that sukun is a fatha or dhamma, it is heavy. And if the letter before has a kasra, then it is going to be light. Such as in the word hijr. So here, if I stop on hijr at the end of ra, I'm going to add a sukun. And this is going to make that ra light. Hijr. Ra is going to be light in this case. Now, if that letter had a dhamma or a fatha, it would be heavy, such as in the word wal'asr, khusr. So in both of these cases, ra is heavy. And then the last case of light ra is going to be ra with a sukun. And before that is a ya sakina. Okay, so ya has a sukun, and then we have the letter ra, such as in the word qadir, al-khabir. And when we stop here, ra with a sukun, it is going to be light. Okay, these are the 4 cases of light ra. I'm just touching upon them for today. Inshallah, in the next class, we will go back to these, and then we will practice a little bit more. And inshallah, as we do the analysis of our verses, we will also look at a few more examples and then point out if it is a heavy or a light ra. So inshallah, let's move on now to our analysis. Starting from ayah number 4, yas'alunaka madha. So madha here is going to be a 4-count med. I'm going to pull this for 4 counts. Uhilla lahum. Qul, qaf is going to be heavy. Uhilla lakum, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. At-tayyibat, ta is going to be heavy. Wa ma 'allamtum, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Min al-jawarihi, ra in this case is going to be light. Why? Because ra has a kasra, and anytime ra has a kasra, it is going to automatically be light. Min al-jawarihi, ra is light. Mukallibin, tu'allimunahunna, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Mimma 'allamakumullah, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Why? Because the letter before has a dhamma. Fakulu mimma, this is going to be a 4-count med. Amsakna alaykum wathkuru smallahi alayh. So here the name of Allah again is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. And then in the word wathkuru, ra is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. So this is automatically going to make that ra a heavy letter. Wattaqullah, qaf is going to be heavy. Name of Allah here is also heavy because the letter before has dhamma. Innallaha, name of Allah, is going to be heavy. because the letter before the name has a fatha. Sari'ul hisab, lam is going to have a tawassut. And then ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then we end here on a sukoon. We are going to give qalqala on that ba. Sari'ul hisab. So just give it a little bit of that bounce because we are stopping here with sukoon. اليوم أحل لكم ح is going to be from the middle of the throat. الطيبات ط is going to be heavy. وطعام ط is going to be heavy. والذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم ح is going to be from the middle of the throat. وطعامكم ط is going to be heavy. حل لهم ح is going to be from the middle of the throat. والمحصنات ح is going to be from the middle of the throat. صاد is a heavy letter. Now be careful here that you do not say والمحصنات. Sanat is a light scene. Sa is going to be heavy here. So do make sure that you say it heavy. Otherwise, you are changing the meaning of the word. Walmuhsanatu. Sa is going to be heavy. Minal mu'minat. Hamza here has a little bit of that jerking sound. Walmuhsanat. Ha, again, from the middle of the throat. Sa is going to be heavy. Minal ladina utul kitaba min qablikum. Qaf is going to be heavy. Ba is going to have qalqala, so give it a little bit of that bounce. Idha, this is a four count mad. Ataytumuhunna ujurahunna. So in both of these cases, noon has a shadda, so do make sure that you give it a little bit of that gunna sound. Muhsinina, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Saad is going to be heavy. Ghayra, ghayn is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Musafihina, wala muttakhidi akhdan. Kha is going to be a heavy letter. And then ya is going to be a four count mad. Akhdan, hamza is light. Kha is going to be heavy. And then here we end on noon with a tawassut, so just rest on that for a little bit. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ رَا is going to be heavy. بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ قَافْ is going to be heavy. دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَ. حَبِطَ طَا is going to be heavy. عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Here, Hamza is going to be light. Kha is going to be heavy. Ra is going to be heavy. Min al khasirin. Ra in this case is going to be light and kha is heavy. So when we look at both of these ra, the first ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha in al akhirati. Min al khasirin. The second ra is going to be light because it has a kasra. So you see in most of these cases, the ra does have either fatha, dhamma, or kasra. So it is very easy to identify. In some cases, however, such as earlier in this ayah, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ, ra in this case is going to be heavy. When we look at why it is heavy, it has a sukoon, and the letter before has dhamma. Okay, and this is one of the rules of heavy ra, such as in the word Al-Quran, the letter before has dhamma, ra has sukoon, so this is going to make that ra heavy as well. So it is the same case here in yakfur, ra in this case will be heavy. Why? Because ra has sukoon and the letter before has dhamma, and that is what is making that ra heavy. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, ya is a four count mad, amanu is a four count mad. Idha qumtum, qaf is going to be heavy. Ila salati, saad is heavy. Faghsilu, ghain is going to be heavy. Wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq, ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ رَا is heavy because it has a dhamma. وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ, ra in this case is heavy. It has a sukoon and the letter before has a fatha. So this is going to also make it heavy. Letter with sukoon, letter before has fatha, ra is going to be heavy. وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ جُنُوبًا فَالطَّهَرُوا, طَا is going to be heavy. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى, ra in this case is heavy. Again, it's that same case, ra has sukoon. The letter before has fatha. This is going to make that ra heavy. مَرْضَى, this is a four count mad. أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, ra is going to be light because it has kasra. أَوْ جَاءَ, this is a four count mad. أَحَدٌ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ, this is a heavy mad. أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ, this is a four-count mad. فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً, this is again four-count mad. فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا, صَاد is heavy. طَيِّبًا, طَا is heavy. فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ مِنْهِ مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ, ra in this case is light because it has a kasra. Name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before is dhamma. لِيَجَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ, ra is going to be heavy. وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ, ra is light because it has kasra. لِيُطَهِّرَ ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. So inshallah, we will stop here for today, and in the next class we will continue from ayah number 7, and then we will also again go over very quickly over the heavy rules of ra one more time, and then again we are going to cover the light rules of ra more in detail. And inshallah, hopefully as we do the analysis of the verses, this will help you understand more about the heavy and light ra, and then inshallah this will also help you identify if that ra is heavy or light depending on the situation. However, in most cases it does become a little bit obvious that that ra is supposed to be heavy in this case. So even if you don't fully remember the rules, just by listening to it and saying it, you can kind of tell that here, ra sounds more accurate if it is heavy, or ra sounds better if it is light. So then that way you can also kind of identify, even if you don't fully remember the rules. But inshallah, in the next class, we will cover it, and then this will hopefully bring a little bit more clarity for this topic, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone, inshallah. I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.